Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, May the 25th, 2017. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have allowed us another day that we can observe the circumstances around us and be prepared for the time to come. As we look forward today, we ask that you would continue to guide us in the path of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we are going to continue to take a look at some of the events that are shaping up for the very near future. First, you are aware of the fact that the FBI director has been fired, and the President of the United States has been looking to choose someone to be that, to take that place. On the ctpost.com website, that's ctpost.com website, there is an article entitled Lieberman Out as Trump's FBI Director Choice. Now that's ctpost.com website. It was published May the 24th, 2017, and the topic is Lieberman Out as Trump's FBI Director Choice. Let me read a little bit of that article for you. It says, Joe Lieberman is no longer the front runner as President Donald Trump's pick to head the FBI, according to CNN and The Hill. Last week, Trump said he was very close to naming a replacement for fired FBI boss James Comey. He also indicated that Lieberman was the leading candidate. CNN reported Wednesday that Trump had decided he wants to see a broader list of candidates, as administration officials said. On Tuesday, it was reported that Trump is hiring his longtime lawyer, who heads the Manhattan firm where former Lieberman works part-time, to represent him in the FBI investigation of Trump's campaign links to Russia, according to people familiar with the decision. The hiring of the lawyer, and the lawyer's name is Mark Kasowitz, that's K-A-S-O-W-I-T-Z. Mark Kasowitz could further erode Lieberman's bid to succeed Comey as FBI director. Were Lieberman officially chosen to run the FBI, and the Kasowitz chosen to help with Trump's legal advice, both men, the one leading the organization investigating possible Russian collusion and the one offering Trump legal counsel on that very issue, would hail from the same firm, a likely conflict of interest. So apparently, one of the reasons why Lieberman will no longer be considered is because Trump is thinking of hiring his long-term lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, to defend him in the rising accusations that are occurring with regard to the connections with the Russians and the 2016 election. Continuing the article, it says, Trump fired Comey earlier this month amid varying explanations that included Trump's resentment of this Russia thing. The White House has no immediate comment on Kasowitz's hiring. Those who confirmed the decision requested anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the move. Democrats, including Senator Richard Blumenthal, had pointed to Lieberman's association with Kasowitz as an inherent conflict of interest. So here we have Lieberman, Joe Lieberman, you remember him. He was being considered to be the FBI director, but because the president is now thinking of hiring Kasowitz, his personal lawyer, to help defend him against some of the accusations that are coming down the pike, Lieberman has been taken out. Now, another article published in the Washington Post on May the 24th, 2016, and the article is entitled, Trump Retains Outside Lawyer Mark Kasowitz to Help with Russia Investigation. Now, this is a very interesting article. Now, as I said before, it's the Washington Post, May the 24th, 2017. Let's read a little bit of that. It says, President Trump has retained the services of a trusted lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, to help him navigate the investigations into his campaign and Russian interference in last year's election, according to people familiar with the decision. Kasowitz, who has known Trump for decades, has represented Trump in numerous cases, including his divorce records, real estate transactions, and allegations of fraud at Trump University. He's a partner of Kasowitz, Benson, Torres, and Friedman in New York. With the appointment last week of a special counsel to probe Russian meddling in the election and possible collusion with the Trump campaign, the stakes have raised considerably for the Republican president and his associates. Trump has repeatedly denied that he did anything improper and has said he has been told he is not under investigation. The White House has no immediate comment on Kasowitz hiring those who confirmed the decision requested anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the move. In recent days, Trump has been looking at pulling together a unit of lawyers outside the White House to guide him as he responds both to the ongoing federal probe and congressional investigations. It was not immediately clear Tuesday night if Kasowitz would be working with other lawyers that have been considered for the team. And of course, as you see this is considered to be a wise move on the part of Trump, because the White House lawyer really is someone who would be taking care of the matters having to do with the White House, but he would need to have personal legal advice as to how to operate depending on where this investigation will ultimately go. However, the complicating part of this entire arrangement is found in a BuzzFeed article that was published back on March the 23rd, 2017. The article was originally written by Anthony Cormier, Jeremy Singer, and John Templeton. Now, the BuzzFeed article is entitled, Trump's Longtime Lawyer is Defending Russia's Biggest Bank. Let me read a part of that article for you. It says, Mark E. Kasowitz, who has represented Donald Trump for more than 15 years, was recently named lead attorney in a federal civil lawsuit against SureBank, which is majority owned by the Russian government. One of the President Donald Trump's personal attorneys was just named to defend Russia's largest state-run bank. Now, I gotta say that when you make that kind of connection, you've got the lawyer who is now employed by Russia's largest bank, who just happens to be Trump's longtime lawyer in most of the things that he's done. When you consider during the time when he had much of a problem financing his endeavors, because the American banking system and the other banks would not lend him any money, based on the information given by both him and his children, a lot of the refinancing that he found available was Russian financing. You can easily see how this does not solve his problem, but actually complicates it. Now, it is possible. Remember now, this particular article in BuzzFeed was published on March the 23rd. So it's very possible that Mark Kasowitz will have to make a decision as to who he is going to defend. It might be a little difficult for him to be defending Russia's largest government bank, and at the same time defending the President of the United States against accusations of collusion with Russia. But we'll see how that works out. Now, this other article in BuzzFeed says the following. Mark E. Kasowitz is representing OJSC, Sherman Sherbank of Russia, which is accused in U.S. federal court of conspiring with Granite Company executives, including Russia's former Minister of Economy and Trade, in what the plaintiffs say amounts to a textbook case of Russian corporate raiding. So now, Kasowitz is defending Sherbank of Russia, against charges in the U.S. federal court with regard to corporate raiding. And he's just been hired by the President of the United States to defend him with regard to collusion with the Russians. You can easily see the complications that will arise out of this. And as I said before, it is very possible that Kasowitz will have to make a choice. But if he doesn't, I'm sure it will lead to some much debate. A little bit more of the article says, in 2001, Kasowitz's firm represented the Trump Organization during a bond restructuring for his Atlantic City casinos. In 2006, he filed a $5 billion, that's a B, billion dollar defamation lawsuit against the author of a book about Trump. And twice last year, Kasowitz threatened the New York Times after it published three pages of tax returns and a story about women who claim the president sexually assaulted them. In December, Trump named another partner at Kasowitz's firm, David Friedman, to serve as the ambassador to Israel. In a contentious vote earlier this month, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee approved the nomination, which now awaits a full vote in the Senate. You can't make this stuff up, can you? It's really an incredibly personal environment that is being created here by this administration. And I think you can easily see how, even if there are no real conflicts, there will be conflicts that appear to be in existence. Continuing the article, it says the Sherbank lawsuit was filed in late November in the Southern District of New York and unsealed in January. The complaint claims that a Russian company, P. Granite, was the subject of a hostile takeover by its rivals starting in 2009. By using a series of shell companies and straw men, the rivals allegedly began to take control of P. Granite's shares and trap the firm's owner as it tried to refinance loans with Sherbank. So you can easily see that there is upcoming another conflict here. I do not understand why such a complication is allowed to exist. I think somebody needs to take counsel with regard to separating some of these situations. However, the three articles that we looked at today, ctpost.com, talking about Lieberman not being considered to be FBI director anymore because he is a part of the law firm that is Donald Trump's personal law firm, Mark Kasowitz. And Mark Kasowitz also has been asked to represent the president in all of the complications with regard to collusion with the Russian government with regard to the 2016 election. And at the same time, that same law firm is defending Russia's biggest bank. We will see how that works out. We see how it comes to be, what kind of decisions will ultimately be made where this is concerned. But we can easily see how this will further complicate the situation as it rests here. We also want to let you know that the President of the United States has met with Pope Francis. They seem to have had a reasonably quiet and polite discussion. Remember, there was a little tension in the past, but they seem to have had quite, at least nothing has been yet publicly known, other than they have been quite congenial as they talked one with the other. The president moves on to talk to NATO, And after that, I think he is due to return home. On his return home, he's going to find himself facing some other elements in the continued Russia complication. And we can see how this is going to be something that will continue for quite a while. We can thank the Lord today that He continues to guide in all things. We need not fear. Of course, one of the things that we need to look at in the very near future is the budget that has been submitted by the president, or at least suggested by the president. There are supposed to be some very serious cuts to Medicaid, Medicare, and for those who are in need of help, the middle class, the poor, they are going to find themselves, if this budget passes, which it may not pass based on some of the comments that have been made by both Republicans and Democrats, but you can easily see that there are going to be challenges in the very near future. But we can trust God that He will protect, He will guide, He will take care. We need to make sure that we are resting in assurance with Him and allowing Him to guide us in all that we do. We thank you, Father, again for today. We thank you for your blessings. We ask that you would continue to open our eyes so that we can see clearly the way forward, the things that we must do, and the changes that must be made. We ask that you would continue to bless us and protect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, May the 25th, 2017.